Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are back, and Alex Jones will be joining us in just a couple of moments. But if you're joining us late, if you're just coming into the show, folks, EMTs trying to save lives are now subject to police officers trying to choke them out. And it's very, I don't want to make this a racial issue. Because the first guy does really cow down. I don't know if you just listened to the video or you saw the video over at the Alex Jones channel on YouTube, Matt. But the first guy kind of says, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Puts his head down. He's not happy. And then all of a sudden that cop goes all the way around, starts getting in the face of the other guy. You're under arrest. You're under arrest. You're under arrest. And if he had just said, I'm under arrest, they would have cuffed him and they would have taken him to jail. That's how insane this whole thing is. Instead, he stood up for himself. He had to get choked out, but he did not go to jail. I mean, what's your take, Matt?
My take is from what I can see on that video, I don't forget, Jason, how British cops in front of 4,000 people can murder someone and get away with it, by the way. from my look on it, the cop was, I think he was just petrified, adrenaline kicked in, which was totally, totally disgusting. I mean, that poor paramedic guy there, I mean, he was a big guy. And on him for defending himself. I mean, if something like that happened in this country, I mentioned about that guy there getting murdered in London.
And are you talking about back in, the 7/7 bombings a couple days after where they took the suspect out of the subway car and literally said they shot him once or twice at first? It turned out to be, I think, either 9 or 11 times in front of people, executed him right there. No judge, no jury, just executioners.
No, I'm actually on about the, I think it was the GM summit or something, not so long ago in London.
Oh, over at the G20 summits, where those people were murdered.
That's right, yeah. But yeah. That poor man was just walking past the riot police, and basically someone just had a disgruntled day. And
Well, Matt, don't you understand, man? Cops in black uniforms with batons and masks on their face that shoot you with shotguns with bean bags are good people. They love us. We should institute it everywhere. I love the New World Order. Praise the New World Order. Thank you for the call, Matt. You know what? That's what we need. And maybe we should just start randomly pulling over ambulances all over the country because they're obviously with Al Qaeda. They'll probably show up in the next domestic lexicon document from DHS, who loves us so much. Give me a break. All right, Roger in Minnesota, you're on the line, sir.
Yes, I have a couple of quick things. First of all, the prisoners at Guantanamo Bay, I'm trying to figure out, I believe 9/11 was an inside job, but why are all these prisoners there? What's the world's elite purpose in rounding
up? You ever heard of a documentary called Crazy Rulers of the World?
No, I haven't.
All right, check out. It's a three-part doc, and it's kind of goofy. The second part is all about these prisons, Guantanamo Bay, Abu Ghraib, sensory deprivation. They're slave camps. They're MK Ultra camps. They're an extension of, you know, what they can get away with. They're sensory deprivation centers for human beings where they're doing studies. I mean, that is literally what these things are. Let me give you, for instance, what goes on publicly at some of these things, other than the rapes and the torture and all that disgusting stuff. They want to see how far they can take it. They have these people with bags over their heads. They have mittens over their hands and arms. They are fully clothed. So, in other words, they don't have the same sense of touch as you and I. So those senses are gone. Then they are deprived of sunlight. Then on top of that, they pump in music, right? And they decide what kind of music they pump when they were actually recording it. You know what they had on the loop? They had Barney, I Love You, You Love Me, We're a Happy Family on loop. For hours and hours on end. If that doesn't sound like psychological warfare or a psyop experiment, I don't know what is. Let me give you another instance. They say, oh, we're going to close down Guantanamo Bay. Now, they're not going to let the prisoners go, but they're not even going to do that. They're not closing Gitmo. They just signed a bills appropriation for $83 billion to continue the wars in the Middle East, and they couldn't fit in the budget to close down Gitmo? That's because they ain't closing down Gitmo. We're going to come back to Chad, Maureen, Don, and more. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burma sitting in. My little website is theinfowarrior.com. My MySpace, myspace.com/Jason Burmis. Back after this, Alex Jones coming up.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, we are back. Taking your calls. If you're just tuning in, top story over at InfoWars. Police go insane and beat up EMTs trying to save a woman's life. It just shows you the culture of corruption, how far we've come from, you know, peace officers, people that are there to protect and serve, to authorities, to militant crazies with guns that are on power trips. All right, let's go to Chad in New York. Chad, you're on the line.
Hey, yes, Jason, how are you?
Good.
I actually got some good news to report. I'm here in Albany, and if you remember, 2 months ago, a caller called in about they were proposing a law that would require registering all ammunition.
Ammunition. Yes, I do.
Well, Tuesday night, they finally had the public hearing on that, and there was a big protest out front of Second Amendment supporters, and
excellent.
About 50 to 80 people spoke and against that stupid law.
Well, wait, are you telling me that people can make a difference if they actually do something, if they stand up for their rights? That's a foreign idea, sir. Go ahead.
Well, of course, the news shows the two guys out of the 80 that actually were saying, well, if you got nothing to hide, what are you afraid of?
That's what they always do. You know, we were playing a clip last night on my program of Mark Dice talking about angels and demons, and they just pull someone off the street and... You know, it's some 19-year-old kid in a backpack, and they're like, that sounds crazy. The Illuminati are behind things. Meanwhile, he just heard about the Illuminati for the first time 2 weeks ago in a preview of another movie, and he was going to see the movie this time. He has no idea the true roots of the Illuminati right. or what they're all about. But that's crazy conspiracy theories. You ain't got nothing to hide. Register all your ammunition. Take a microchip. Come on. What's wrong with the real ID Act? Go ahead.
The other good news is, you remember in Wisconsin there was a court case about police put GPS on a
guy's car. We reported
on
it yet again today, but let's just review it right. for new listeners. What happened was a judge ruled that without a warrant, without probable cause, police officers could fit a vehicle with a GPS, say it's part of an investigation, doesn't really have to be, track and trace that person, and that's okay. That's all right. It's not doesn't break the Fourth Amendment. Of course it breaks the Fourth Amendment, but it doesn't break the Fourth Amendment. Of course it breaks the Fourth Amendment, but it doesn't break the Fourth Amendment. And then it was so weird because this week somebody else did it.
Ruled here in New York.
Yeah. They ruled that here in New York?
Well, we had almost the exact same case here in Albany of police did that, and it went to the New York State Supreme Court or Court of Appeals, but here they actually ruled, no, the police cannot do that. They do need a search warrant for GPS.
Of course they do. Of course they do. Otherwise, it's right. stalking, and that's why they just charged someone in Wisconsin who wasn't a police officer and did that with stalking, because what it is, it's stalking. I mean, it's out of control. You got anything else for me, Chad?
Yeah, for all the listeners out there, they can see the actual TV news on my YouTube channel. It's youtube.com/TheAngryNewsNerd.
The Angry News Nerd. And is that with a Z?
Nope, just a
just the regular S. And that's the Albany thing, right? The Albany ammunition?
Yep, and if you go there right now, it's up. It's the main video plus the one about the court scene and GPS. And just really quick, you remember a couple months ago about Schenectady thinking about considering martial law?
Martial law, yeah.
I can't confirm this, but it doesn't look like it's going to happen because they would need consent of the other towns to dissolve their police department, and none of the other towns want to do that. So
well, it's
unnecessary. Looks like it's not
going to happen. I'm glad it's not going to happen because I was just there a little over a month ago. I drove through Schenectady. Schenectady, the last thing it needs is martial law. What it needs is a little bit of growth in the economy, some decent jobs, and a non-corrupt police force. That's all it needs. Get the crackheads off the streets. God forbid we try to do that before we implement military dictatorships via martial law. Thank you for the call, Chad. And now, actually, I'm going to go check that out. I already forgot the website, but I am it to me or email it to me over at myspace.com/Jason Burmis. We're going to do a story about that one because that really needs to be talked about, especially with such a good showing of people resisting registering your ammunition. All right, let's go to Maureen in Arizona. Maureen, you're on the line.
Hi, thanks so much for taking my call. I'm so glad I got through. And what I wanted to share was that I've been reading a history book on the making of America and the substance and Constitution, the substance and meaning of the Constitution. And I found it so interesting because, what we have going on right now is a parallel to Ruler's Law, and it's a parallel to the conditions for the revolution of, the United States in the first place. And it's amazing to read this stuff because it's almost exactly what was going on.
Absolutely. And beyond that, and not only, is it exactly what's going on when we had to revolt against British rule, but if you look at Naomi Wolf's work, especially her new documentary, it's not really that new, but The End of America, it shows you how this is an implementation through incrementalization and compartmentalization over time to get you accustomed to these ideas, and then all of a sudden you're under a tyrannical dictatorship. And she shows you that with Soviet Russia. She shows you that with, of course, the Nazis. And we are really, unfortunately, and really disgracefully, the modern-day Nazis. And I am not proud to say that or think that, but that's what the evidence shows. I thank you for the call, Maureen. I got to jump. Let's go to Don in Texas. Don, you're on the line.
Oh, hi there. Yeah, say, first of all, I was going to say I do know a bunch of cops, and they're the good ones and the bad ones.
Absolutely.
And the ones that are good kind of have a sad look on their face, and they kind of, look like, they stick in there. And I'm not a cop at all, but I deal with them quite a bit. And, they try to benefit you and everything like that. There are some of them that are brainwashed. And if you're being a cop, you're going out kind of, kind of make me scared to be around. I'd be defensive and I might want to like it's an enemy attack back, anything. And, you know, they get kind of a, syndrome of, that they're a powerful, you know, kind of like a Roman, you know, maestro. And, but what I called about was, you know, the, Koreans are trying to pump up or, you know, appear to be pumping up, trying to start a skirmish or, you know, a minor war.
Yeah, they're putting out this, information. Yes, we are doing nuclear testing. Yes, we don't like our neighbors. They have these military shows all over. Who knows where this is going to go?
Well, I think they're being manipulated the same as in the United States by the Southern Poverty and ADL. I think it's all manipulated. And I think if they create what looks like, and also in Pakistan, if there's a couple of real major skirmishes there that look like a big time deal, then Israel can go and whack the hell out of Iran. And the only reason they do that is so they would maintain supremacy, you know, diminish the neighbors to the point of poverty and a weakness, and furthering grab territory. You know,
great points, Don. I thank you for the call. Yes, we are. I think they just said that there was a huge thing with Israel and the United States backing them on these missiles. I reported on it last night. I don't have the article in front of me, but basically we're just going to pledge some more money to Israel. Doesn't matter if even the UN, which is an organization I don't like, you know, admits that, yeah, they're annexing a bunch of land out in there. Yes, there is genocide going down on the Gaza Strip, and this was an internal memo in the UN, and, oh, no big deal, we'll just keep funding the wars in the Middle East for our Eurasian Union, whether it be to Israel or in the war in Afghanistan or the war in Iraq. And I've got, you know, one of the stories, I don't know if I have it in front of me, but there seems to be, I think Fort Campbell is actually shutting down for a couple of weeks to educate soldiers about suicide because they're having such high suicide rates. I think they said something like since in the last 3 months, 22 confirmed, but there's 56 cases that they're investigating. So up to 56 cases of suicides in the military. I think on that base, it's something out of control. It's averaging something like one a week. So, I mean, I can't even imagine. I'm glad I'm not in the military. I'm glad I'm not a police officer, because to be around, you know, like you said, there are good cops and there are bad cops, but to be around and have to socialize and fraternize with that amount of corrupt individuals and people that aren't even just corrupt, they're on power trips, and they feel it's okay to put EMT officers in chokeholds after they delay them from saving a woman's life, is out of control. Jordan in England, you're on the air.
Hi, Jason. You might remember I called in a few months back about my school's internet lockdown.
Yes. Yes, you you can't get on InfoWars, you can't get on Prison Planet. Not allowed in your school.
No, nothing. It's just IMs internal.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you can't do anything.
Well, a week after I called in last time, mm-hmm. we had a meeting with the head teacher about it, and I was wired up with a small mic, recorded all what she was saying, and it was absolutely disgusting. And, you know, it just shows the true face of UK teachers.
Well, if you can, and it's really good, put it into MP3 format, post it somewhere on the internet, send me the link, myspace.com/Jason Vermes, or go to showtips@infowars.com. Because, yes, I mean, the schools throughout the world at this point are indoctrination centers for this new globalist agenda. It's not a new globalist agenda. It's furthering the globalist agenda for this, quote-unquote, new world order. Remember, Gordon Brown uses that catchphrase because George W. Bush, H.W. Bush, Bill Clinton, Jesse Jackson, the Pope, they love Sarkozy, you know, Putin. They love using that catchphrase because they know what it's about. It's about a global government, a global system of control with the top at the very, very tippy top. And the slaves at the very, very bottom. And that's if you survive. I thank you for the call. Worm in the UK. Worm, you're on the line, sir.
Hey, Jason. Thanks for letting me take my call. Sorry.
You got it.
I've got a few websites to throw out. And,
all right. Why don't you wait for a second? We'll come back, throw out a couple websites. We're going to go to Bob, Joe, Josh, and more. Alex Jones up at the 30 after to discuss today's breaking stories. Remember, Pelosi says everything needs to be inventoried. It's good for the earth. It's of God. It's the Alex Jones Show back after this. Yeah.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit tobenatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold, hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Well, I'm not the kind to kiss and tell, but I've been seen with Farrah. I've never been with anything less than a nine, so fine. I've been on fire with Sally Field, gone fast with a girl named Bo. But somehow they just don't end up as mine.
All right, folks, we are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. Alex about to join us in about 5 minutes to go over the latest developments. Remember Pelosi saying everything we need to do is tracked and traced. And boy, is she a demon. Again, she's the one that was the lead Democrat in the initial congressional investigation into 9/11. She's the one that said, oh, we're going to get out of the war. We're going to really take this administration to task. And then as soon as she was elected in 2006 and became the Speaker of the House, oh, war crimes are off the table. We're really not going to get out of the war. What we're going to do is we're going to push somebody who says we're going to get out of the war, but then we're not going to get out of the war. That's how I roll. See, I'm a politician. I lie to you. I get off on it. I like it. All right, let's go back to Worm in the UK. Go ahead, Worm.
Hey, man. Yeah, thanks. The website's run by this guy called John Harris, and he's really interesting. The website is tpuc.org, and you can download some videos to iTunes from there. It'd be really great if you could get him on as a guest, actually, because he's got a really fascinating take on law and contractual law and constitutional law and all that.
All right, man,
and,
we'll check it out. We'll check it out if you send it over to showtips@infowars.com. What else you got for me? Oh, is he off? All right, well, then let's go to Bob in Florida. Bob, you're on the air.
Hey, you guys are great. I listen to you every day, but you're not correct about everything. I was watching that video, and I don't know why they were going to arrest him. I don't know why they stopped him. I don't know why the police did anything. But the physical stuff did not start until the EMT pushed away the policeman's hand.
Well, hold on. Let me stop you, though. They put their hands on him to arrest him, right? Right. They said,
hold on.
They said, you're under arrest. They grabbed his arm. They put it behind the back. That's when the physicality started. But if he had not stood up for himself, if he hadn't pushed the MTL or the police officer off, he would have went to jail. That's my point. If he didn't stand up for himself at that point, say, I didn't do anything wrong, and he was a big dude. He was bigger than any of the cops. I've said that off the bat. Go watch it again. They say, you're under arrest. They take his arm. They pull it back. That's when the altercation starts. They touch his arm first to arrest him. They do tell him he's under arrest. It's not like they come out and beat him outright.
Right.
He then pushes off. And then all of a sudden the altercation happens, and they've got his – one of the cops has the hand around his neck, and you can tell one of the cops in the background doesn't want anything to do with this. But eventually they don't even charge him with anything. So obviously he didn't do anything to run up to the arrest. And if you remember, watch the video again. He's the guy telling the son whose cell phone is on filming not to cause any trouble. Let's just get through this. So I think he was just at his hair's end when they tried to arrest him.
Can I say something?
Sure thing.
It did not start until he pushed the cop's hand away. That's resisting arrest. Cops
yeah, but,
crazy.
Again, resisting
cops go
what arrest?
Crazy
what
when that happens.
But listen, but resisting what arrest? The arrest never eventually happened because the guy hadn't done anything. He was under false arrest at that point. And I got to say, I'm happy he stood up for himself. Otherwise, he would have been in a jail cell. The guy's a paramedic. His place was in the back of that ambulance with that woman. No matter, I don't know whether she had a heart attack, what she was in there for. All I know is that the husband of that woman was freaking out. The son did the right thing with the cell phone. And ultimately, I really do believe, I mean, the guy never swung at the cops. You know, he did push the guy's arm away. And he could have swung at the cops, let me tell you. That guy was a bull. I mean, you saw him. He was a big, big dude. So, you know, let you have your peace. I'm going to have to disagree with you. I don't think that they should have even said he was under arrest, but did he initiate the contact? No, they grabbed his arm. He did push them away, which could be interpreted as resisting an arrest, but what arrest is he resisting? Obviously not a lawful and just one. All right, let's go to Joe in Pennsylvania. Joe, you're on the air. All right, let's go to Josh in California. Josh, you're on the air.
Oh, hey. Wow. Hey, Jason. Thanks so much for taking my call. Sorry, I got a cat in my hand right now. I just was going to say, I saw this documentary last night, Flow, For the Love of Water. I don't know, have you seen that?
For the Love? You know, I think I've heard that. Is that promoted by Len Horowitz?
Probably, yeah. It was amazing. It was kind of crazy. They had this whole program in effect. They were showing how people were, you know, get these ID cards with like water credits on it, where, you know, in these countries where you in Africa where they don't even, you know, they don't have the right to clean water, and it's like the number one killer.
Oh, wow, that's something totally different than what I thought it was. What this is kind of like a rationing system, kind of like when Bechtel came into third world nations and said, oh, we're going to privatize your water system.
Exactly, yeah. They
everything's
going to
get better. Yeah, everything's going to be cheaper and better. And then they're like, ha, 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 you can't afford water. We're going to ration it. You don't have a choice. Flo, I'm going to have to check that out. I thank you for the call, Josh. We're going to go to Don, Karen, and others. It's the Alex Jones Show. Alex Jones coming up after this.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun. So go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Have you ever noticed that celebrities are endorsing weight loss products and health aids? Do you think they endorse these products for free? I don't think so. I'm here to tell you, I'm not a celebrity, and Life Change Tea doesn't need one. Think about this. The product speaks for itself. What a concept! Our product works. You get healthy, and you'll lose weight. Summer's coming. Look and feel good. Order now. 928-308-0408. Write this down. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. It's easy. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You have nothing to lose but the excess around your, anyway. Life Change Tea. It speaks for itself. That's GetTheTea.com.
Front porch sitting in an old rocking chair. The sun is hot in the Texas sky.
Oh, Willie. Smooth voice for an old man,
garden
I tell you.
Growing,
I actually saw a really good Willie Nelson joke, but just something not appropriate for air last night. I think I was watching, I was watching Leno at like 3 in the morning, couldn't sleep, had a toothache. Just something you got to deal with these days. We're going to play the video because we are live right now at PrisonPlanet.tv, so you're going to make your own choice. This time it's not just Jason Burmes commentating on it. Now you can watch along if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member and you decide. Like I said, they falsely tried to arrest this guy, and they should have been pulling over an ambulance in the first place. And this is the guy that was trying to quell the situation. And finally he lost it when they said, no, you're going to jail. You're going to jail. You're coming with me. You're under arrest. So he's not supposed to throw the cop off when he grabs his arm. That guy didn't initiate the contact. The contact was initiated by the officer that said, you're under arrest. Now, if he had really done something and he was, quote unquote, under arrest, he would end up going to jail. And even if he didn't, because, you know, jackboot cops. Luckily, cooler heads did prevail after they started choking the gentleman, who was a true Hulk. Now, we're going to go there in just a moment, but I want to thank another one of our great sponsors. Again, without the sponsors, folks, we're just not possible, and that's why it's important for you to go to HomeGain.com, HomeGain.com, G-A-I-N. You want to go to HomeGain.com for all of your housing needs. Everything real estate over at Home Gain. You can go over there and you can type in your address, get a free estimate on what your property is actually worth. They also have a cool little thing called Street View. It's kind of like the Google View, where you can check out the entire house in kind of a 3D perspective. It's neat. HomeGain.com. G-A-I-N. All right. All right, we've got Alex Jones on the line. Alex, do you want to play this clip for PrisonPlanet.tv members? We just went live, and we did just have a caller say, no, the police were in the right. The guy started the physical contact when, in fact, you know, this guy was the guy who was telling the son to, you know, maybe cool out and not cell phone. And he's like, look, I'm just trying to get evidence for you guys. And he said, okay. He was inside with the woman. Then they come around and they say, you're under arrest. You're under arrest. Then they grab the guy. The guy pushes them away, and it was only through this physical altercation that he wasn't taken to jail, Alex.
Well, you know, this is the problem with our society is that, and the same thing happened in Hitler's Germany, the same thing happened in the Soviet Union, the people make excuses for it. So before I recap the story and give you new developments, I want to just go back here and explain something. Having cameras in public school bathrooms and in the classrooms isn't freedom. Having the police with paramilitary units in black uniforms and ski masks isn't freedom. Having warrantless wiretapping against the American people, which they lied about and now admit that they do and do against everybody, isn't freedom. Having children raped and tortured in front of their parents, which is declassified, Army's own documents. We've been reporting it for 4 years. It's now mainstream news, confirming what we said 4 years ago, raping children. The Army's own report admits this, and I get threatening emails going, you're a jihadist-loving Al-Qaeda lover. Well, if Al-Qaeda was raping children and wasn't CIA, I'd actually want to find them. You know, the point is that this sick mental attitude of, we're going to go ahead and rape children in front of their parents because this is how we beat Al-Qaeda, even if you believe Al-Qaeda exists outside of MI6, Mossad, and CIA, is the height of evil. I mean, they've already been totally compromised psychologically, and they've committed to the fact that this is okay. When the police shot that young man who was in handcuffs in the back a few months ago on the subway train platform in the Bay Area of California outside of Oakland, people defended it and said, the witnesses are lying. He hit the police and attacked them. And then it turned out the witnesses weren't lying. The police had taken all their camera phones, had claimed that the cameras weren't working there, that the government ran on the platform. But thank God a train had been driving by and had someone in it with a camera phone who videotaped the whole thing start to finish. He was in handcuffs, submitting. It's the whole video. They grab him up, start shaking him, slam him down on the ground. He's totally submitting to them. But see, that's the next level of this religion. Then he's shot in the back and then beat up. And so when it came out, people still defended the police, just like they defended Adolf Hitler. And so, again, ladies and gentlemen, it has become a religion to worship government, worship the military, and worship police. And anytime that happens, what we now witness unfolds. But for those that don't know, as if you think it could be any worse, that this ambulance is carrying a sick woman. Her son is following in his car. He sees a state trooper in the state of Oklahoma pull the ambulance over. He gets out. He's at a distance videotaping the gods, who are videotaping us constantly, with his First Amendment. They run over. And the EMTs start saying, we're an ambulance, we're just driving. And they don't, see, the cops didn't like being questioned. You don't question God. You don't, as a reasonable human being.
We're going to get him back. And while we're waiting for him to get back, we're going to play the clip right now for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Check it out, start to finish. Here we go. You got it, Jaron? Hit the clip.
This is me. Pull my mom's ambulance over because these men pull over and he's trying to arrest the police, the AEMT, from taking my mother to the hospital. This is me. This highway patrolman pulled my mom's ambulance over because these men we didn't pull over and he's trying to arrest the police, the AEMT,
from taking my mother to the hospital. Let's go. Let's get this all on camera right now. Let me get the car number here.
And for people watching, swinging around to get the license plate number of the original officer of the Highway Patrol that did pull them over.
Tag number.
And right now, the patrolman is over there talking to the driver. We're about to get a shot of that. All right, so now this is the guy saying not to get involved. This is the guy that gets attacked by the police officers, saying not to get involved.
Yes, I do. Can you call us the radar, sir?
And right there, you can see the unhappy driver kind of cowing down to the police officer. He just wants to get on the road.
I'll get the ammo.
Yeah. Do it tomorrow, my friend.
Now, here it looks like they think they're going to be on their way, but this is where the outrageousness happens.
You are under arrest. I'll get an arrest. Start from the
Now the husband jumps into the ambulance as the altercation goes on.
It ain't him. It's this one right here. This one's trying to be all right.
Now listen, son. I just told you you're in the wreck. Get the face to the hospital.
It's just a thing. I'm a friend of my mom. It's my wife, man. Come on. Talk to me. 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 Talk to me.
And there it goes. See, all right, let's pull the clip. See, if he didn't stand up for himself, again, you're under arrest. You're under arrest. He grabs his arm to put him under arrest. He's the guy that said, cool out. Don't do anything. Let this thing pass. And they're getting in his face, and they choke him out. So he doesn't stand up to his masters, and he goes to jail. This is insane. Do we have Alex back yet? Or did he drop off completely? All the entire phone system died? Oh, so wait, I don't have any callers either? Do I have callers, John? Okay, all the entire phone system died. Jeez, GCN, what happened? Maybe we're getting a little attack. We do have some decent numbers right now. It's a pretty tough situation when you have this kind of mentality. And, you know, that brings me to this article right here. Talk about just insulting people of any sort of intelligence. U.S. News and World Report has done the inner worlds of conspiracy believers. Now, it's another Johnny Nonsense and technological term to say everybody who believes the 9/11 wasn't what the government and the media said is crazy. They're nut jobs. Shortly after the terrorist attacks destroyed the World Trade Center and mangled the Pentagon on September 11, 2001, remember, terrorist attacks. It's always terrorist attacks. And really, these were terrorists, but they're government terrorists. They're not, you know, Muslims in a cave. I hate to tell you that. The Muslims in caves that were used in this quote-unquote attack were not in caves. They had links to military intelligence. Some of them had their IDs, their driver's licenses, saying that they were living at the Pensacola Navy Station in Florida. Okay? So, I mean, just off the bat, total lies. Conspiracy theories blossomed about secret and malevolent government plots behind the tragic events. And these are not so secret anymore. I mean, if you look at the drills that were going on that day, you know, they just released another drill, Operation Jackal Cave. The entire thing is almost blacked out. You look at Apollo Guardian, Northern Vigilance, the NRO drill, where they were ramming a plane into a building at 8:45 in the morning with John Fulton and his team from the CIA. All this came out in the mainstream media. There was mass Armageddon exercises going on that morning. Hijacking drills. I mean, those are the plots, unfortunately. There was somehow on the newswire it went out, I think, on a Reuters newswire it was, that Building 7 had come down 20 plus minutes before it had. I mean, come on. What, this is all coincidence? Oh, yes, the Muslim terrorists were able to do all those things, Jason, and blow up Building 7. A report scheduled to appear in an upcoming Applied Cognitive Psychology offers a preliminary psychological profile of people who believe in 9/11 conspiracies. A team led by psychologist Viren Swamy of the University of Westminster in London identified several traits associated with subscribing to 9/11 conspiracies, at least among British citizens. These characteristics consist of backing one or more conspiracy theories unrelated to 9/11. See, the people that are hip to 9/11 are hip to the fact that Dye was murdered, are hip to the fact that 7/7 was an inside job, are hip to the fact that these guys are criminals, they're hip to the fact that the Bilderberg Group does exist, that MI5 is corrupt, that CIA is corrupt, that they've been caught, that there is an international intelligence organization that runs the drugs and pulls off a thing called Black Ops. See, Black Ops aren't fairy tales and unicorns, folks. They're reality. I'm sorry that you can't handle reality. I'm sorry you can't put on your big boy pants and own up. So we just watched that clip. There's no doubt that if the man had not said, no, you're not going to arrest me, after they grabbed him, the Lords would have taken him to the internment camps, even though he's an EMT trying to help a sick woman. Alex?
Yes, Jason. It's the craziest thing. A little hotel I'm at on vacation with my family, their phones aren't working. The Genesis phones are completely dead. Luckily, we have a backup, but that's dead half the time. I definitely want to put the order in now for the 5 landlines at the office.
Mm-hmm.
I've really had enough of computer-based T1 stuff. So I want Mike and them. I'm just saying it on air and maybe it'll happen. I want 5 regular phone lines into the board ordered today. Okay, side issue. It's unbelievable, the phone systems everywhere. It's just endless problem. All right, hopefully I can get back on at the point that I was in the talk.
Mm-hmm.
You were just saying he would have been taken to the FEMA camp. He is being taken to the FEMA camp. That's the whole issue. I'm on the website of the local Oklahoma station, KTUL, KTUL, the local news station, has the headline that EMT could face charges after incident with trooper. It's, and they're saying on the site the police were good to pull over the ambulance, that's just a little safety courtesy, that's totally normal. Just like when they boot kick someone who's not resisting and almost kill them or put the kid in a coma, the police chief went on the news and said, this is good. He didn't even play that clip out of Seattle. He said, we'll do it again. You know, we'll kill you. And then they said he ran, which, by the way, he didn't. Police just kept running up to some guy, totally innocent, they admit, and he's in a coma. His life's probably over. Hey, that's the way it goes. And the government's going to take your bank accounts, too, if you don't like it. You know, the paramilitary is going to kill you. That's the system we live under. So they love setting this precedent. So he is going to probably lose his EMT license. His life is probably over. And the cops won't care. They won't care he loses his job. They won't care he loses probably his home. This is about killing freedom. This is about setting a precedent of we will pull an ambulance over. We will rough you up and you will not do anything to the gods. And then, that's not enough, we will take your job. We will take your house. We will take everything you've got because we are God. We rule you. We will take your $14.8 trillion and give it to offshore banks. We will shoot your kids up with mercury till they die. We will GMO your food. We are tyranny. This is the religion of worshiping tyranny and always pressing on the nerve of power. And I'm telling you, I know a lot of police are nice because I've been in car wrecks and had nice cops show up, but these are mentally ill roid heads. These are the people that will inherit the earth. These are the people replacing our old police and military. This is what it's turned into. So this is the incredible thing. After they try to keep these men from rendering aid, after they pull over an ambulance with a woman in serious condition, when the EMTs dare argue with literal God, and this is right of kings. This is divine rulership. This is because if the federal government has the fear of precept of above the law, then all of their minions do. And this is the nature of tyranny. And so America, they're going to take our property. They're going to raise our taxes. They're going to micromanage every facet of our lives. As Nancy Pelosi said in Beijing, the AP reporting, saying everything you'll do will be categorized. Everything you do will be tracked. Everything is about this new religion of the environment. It has nothing to do with the environment. It's about total control. And you understand, it's not enough they did this to these EMTs. EMT could face charges after incident with trooper. And what they'll do is they'll say, if you'll come out and admit you're wrong and say you're bad and say it's normal to have police pull over an ambulance and rough you up for no reason, if you come out and bow to the idol, bow and worship tyranny, then we might drop charges on you. But then, see, then next time it won't even matter. Soon they'll just be executing us on the side of the street, and they'll show it on the news and have people literally in priest robes bowing down and worshiping it. This is how tyranny works. And so, I mean, it's just unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen. You think?
It is unbelievable, Alex, and I mean, the video speaks for itself. This is a guy who was just trying to take a woman to the hospital. The husband frantic on the side, trying to make sure that his wife is okay. A son frantic taking cell phone video because it's the only way. It's the only way to keep it on the record. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Due to recent events related to the H1N1 virus, the Center for Disease Control has issued a public health emergency across the United States.
What can you do to prepare yourself from potential airborne threats?
Using patented technology developed for NASA, ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers sanitize and protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, salmonella, contaminants from chemtrails, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces.
With no filters to replace ever, you save money.
Prepare yourself today. Truthful answers to your questions and concerns can be found at ZeroFlu.com. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 1-888-766-6066. 1-888-766-6066. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
The New World Order Beast is genetically modifying your food, mixing vegetables with animals, and now experimenting with viruses.
Without a
long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve,
surrender,
or surrender. All canned food supplies will eventually run out.
What then?
Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot.
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Alright folks, we are back. It's the Alex Jones Show, and we are just discussing this latest disgusting piece of police tragedy, really. I mean, when you have a police force that is this hell-bent on power, that says we are the authorities, that they will pull over an ambulance and try to forcefully arrest a man who is, again, attending to a very ill woman, you have a society that is beyond corrupt, that is beyond the pale. It's just shocking, Alex.
As bad as that is, it's nothing compared to that they're in the news, local TV,
threatening the cops, you ought to pull that clip up, saying that I'd probably go ahead and charge the guy who has this cop in his face like an attack dog because he's trying to attend a woman with her frantic son there. I mean, this is insane. These people are insane. But then they come out and say, no, you're insane. We're saying it's a crime to even talk back to us when you're trying to help someone in the back of an ambulance. And then it gets more insane because people email and call us saying we're bad because all they do is sit there, you know, literally groveling at the feet of the police state. Folks, the people defend on national TV torture of people's wives and children in front of them. They admit with Sheikh Muhammad with that guy that they tortured his kids to get him to come out and confess to bombing buildings that weren't built till 3 years after he was in prison. So my whole point is that this is the globalist or psychiatrist. That's who they mainly use. And this is meant to make everything so crazy, we feel like we're crazy. It'd be like if you came home and some psychopath had killed your wife and kids and had intestines wrapped around their neck with a dinner table set up with your chopped up family, and you walk in and you say, I think you're crazy scum, and they say, you're the one that's crazy, as they sit there eating your wife's eyeballs in front of you. You know, they're openly stealing everything. They're openly setting up youth brigades. But it's even crazier. Half the public says the youth brigades don't exist, as it shows them in military uniforms marching on national TV ads. The public says it's not real. As the borders implode, they say it's not real. As CIA aircraft crash full of cocaine, it's admitted they're shipping the cocaine. People just say, well, that's good. Still to put people in jail if they use government cocaine. I mean, I just can't take it anymore, Burma, to watch this video of these insane demons, and then they're not going to get in trouble. The EMT is. I mean, it's totally insane, but there's a method to the madness. Crazy like a fox, the establishment knows that if they can set a precedent to torture children and say that that's mom and apple pie and say we're traitors because we're not for torturing children, they can do anything, and they have. We are a nation that accepted killing 50-plus million babies and said it wasn't murder. We're a nation that accepted having a private Federal Reserve that controls us and set the precedent for that. We're a nation that has accepted federal domination. We're a nation that has accepted more and more until the public has just capitulated and the establishment is standing over us, urinating on us, marking their territory, slapping us in the face, rubbing it in, saying, isn't that right, slave? Isn't that right, slave? And I tell you, the spirit of liberty is rising. The establishment, ladies and gentlemen, has listed veterans, gun owners, conservatives, Ron Paul supporters as terrorists. They have the army tracking us declassified when we have in the Fed rallies. This government is illegal and criminal. And you cowards out there that defend this system, you cowards out there that have, I hope when we beat this thing, that a lot of you are brought to justice within the Bill of Rights and Constitution. But I also hope we remember who you are and that you are shunned everywhere and hated for the people that tried to bring in total tyranny. And I hope to God you don't win and have the tyranny you want, you group of sicko filth. But if I can do anything, I'm going to try to wake the people up and let them know what's happening and let them understand the reality of what's going on so we can beat you people because we're going downhill into tyranny.
The story's over at Infowars.com. Right now, it's the Alex Jones Show. Back after this with Lou Rockwell, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.